play some sand.
Roll on, roll on, roll on. We'll roll on with our heads held high.
Our conscience in the gutter, our dreams up in the sky.
We'll roll on with our heads held high.
Our conscience in the gutter, our dreams up in the sky.
Chris Cheney from The Living End, good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir.
How's it feel listening to yourself again?
Well, you know, it's 20 years since that record came out. And, I sort of, whenever I hear it, I go, geez, I sound really young. But it is 20 years.
I actually saw a photo of you and the boys from many, many years ago. You were wearing a leather cap and a leather jacket. It was a photo taken. I think you were in Germany doing a tour or something.
Oh, probably. I mean, if you're going to wear leather, that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
Especially a leather cap.
Now,
we've done a lot of touring in Germany over the years, especially back around that time of Roll On.
Yeah. Chris Cheney, thank you so much for your time. Mate, you're a legend of the Australian music industry, and you've decided to go out and I suppose, take a leap of faith and do a solo project, haven't you?
I have decided to do that, yeah. I think it's a lot of people are sort of asking what the reason behind it is, and there's no real reason other than I've always written a lot of different styles of music when I've written songs, and I just needed sort of a vehicle for this, for the record that I've written, because it doesn't fit what The Living End does. I've made a record that I recorded in Nashville, in LA, and in Ormond, Victoria. So it's sort of something that I've chipped away at for the last few years, and you know, it's just one of those things. You sort of want to get it out of your system and just do something else, because I've been in the same band since I was 14.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And then for you to change direction like this, that's taken some intestinal fortitude, Chris Cheney.
Yeah. Well, but that's the weird part about it, is that I think it is different to The Living End, for sure. But it wasn't really a conscious thing. And I don't probably see it as that different, just because I kind of, because I'm the songwriter mainly for the band and for this solo project. It's just sort of another extension of what I do, but I suppose people tend to associate me with, obviously, The Living End. Whereas, this record, it's probably just got a bit more of my kind of country roots kind of influence coming to the forefront, more so than the sort of energetic kind of rock and roll sound that, you know, that The Living End is sort of known for. So, yeah, it wasn't like a conscious decision to deliberately write something different. It's just another kind of thing that I do.
Just an extension of what Chris Cheney is and what he's about, I guess.
It is, yeah. I've always sort of done a few different things on the side, but this is the first time I've actually done like a solo project, I suppose. I've written songs for other people in the past and always dabbled in, you know, I mean, my background in guitar playing was kind of jazz and country and, you know, sort of bluegrass sort of stuff. So I always tried to sort of have a lot of different influences within the music, but this record probably is more stylistically, you know, definitely has more of an identity to it. Like, there's a lot of piano, which, you know, there's a couple of songs on the record that are just piano and guitar and vocals.
Yeah.
So it's very stripped back, and I guess it's just the idea was that it was just kind of all about the singing and the lyrics on this one, as opposed to, you know, plugging into a wall with Marshalls and, you know, cranking it to 11.
Yeah, and over the last 9 weeks, this coming weekend will be the 10th week that you and I get together, you've had the opportunity of playing to tens of thousands of people via the Red Hot Summer Tour. What an opportunity that is to get your new music out there.
it's the best. I mean, I feel so blessed that Dwayne, who, you know, as you know, runs Red Hot Summer, gave me a chance on this and offered me this tour, because otherwise, I mean, generally, if you sort of branch out from your band and you do a side project, you jump in a van and you go and play to, you know, 20 people at the local pub, and you got to sort of build it up again. And that's what I'm going to have to do probably beyond this tour. But as the first cab off the rank to get on stage at your second ever solo show and play to like 10,000 people or whatever it was in Hobart was pretty was pretty amazing. So probably going to be all downhill from there.
No, I wouldn't have thought. Album's recorded, Chris. How long before we are able to, because I would have loved to have played a track off it this morning. How long before we get our hands off it? On it.
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question at the moment. I'm just kind of getting all the last bits and pieces all tied up now, but it's all completely finished. And, yeah, just sort of doing all the, you know, the kind of administration work, I suppose, getting it sorted through a label, getting the artwork and all that sort of stuff done. But, I can't wait. I've been sitting on this thing for quite a while, and having done these shows, there seems to be, people are genuinely interested to hear it. So that's a good feeling. So a little bit more anticipation, but hopefully, in the next kind of month or so, next 2 months, there'll definitely be like a single or something put out there and with the album to follow.
Well, I did record one of the songs called California on stage at the Red Hot Summer Tour a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to pop that up onto the webpage that I'm doing for you, Chris, and people can go along and have a look, have a listen to that. And I think I've been pestering you a lot over the last couple of weeks. I'm going, oh, mate, California's got to be the first single. That's got to be followed up by The River. And then you got to do is the third single, Fresh Off the Pill. Sorry to pest you, but I'm just into your music and I'm loving what you're doing, and I'm sorry for throwing my opinion about too much.
No, it's great. I mean, it's such a personal record for me. It's really something that there's blood, sweat and tears been poured into this thing, and it's every song, you know, has a real meaning. And yeah, California is one that probably stands out because it's so sort of pop, but it really is, it means a lot, because obviously we had to basically flee California when the pandemic hit.
Yeah,
we're living over there, and so it's a bit of a love song, I suppose, to that place that I called home for 9 years, and then just had to sort of exit rather quick. So it's great that one's turned out good.
I guess maybe you might have a bit of sympathy, I guess, for one Paul Hogan who's crying to get out of California.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, there you go.
What, they won't?
Well, yes, because the borders are closed, he can't get out. And, it's just a horrid situation that everyone's in over there in California, LA, and those sorts of places. And he's just so homesick. He's he did a couple of TV interviews yesterday, and he wasn't getting much sympathy from the Australian public.
Nick Dundee.
Yeah. Mate, one last thing I've got to ask you about, because I have a love of this bloke too. Elvis Presley, you're a big fan, aren't you?
I'm a very big fan.
Where did that come from?
About it, because my daughter's doing a project on him, and she said, "Dad, can you name 8 significant moments in Elvis's life?" I was like, "Sure can." I've been a fan since I was a kid.
Incredible act.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was, for me, it was that was probably the biggest early influence for me. I mean, I was into music and I sort of had started playing guitar, but I was sort of into top 40 stuff. And then, you know, then I saw him and I went through my mum and dad's record collection, and they had a couple of his albums. And that was the real turning point for me. That sort of ignited the 50s spark.
Yeah.
So from then on, it was just, I was obsessed with him and the whole 50s look and the guitars and the guitar players and the bands and everything that came from that basically was what has sort of been the most influential thing about The Living End. I mean, that's why we have a double bass, and that's why we have the old 50s guitars and the look that we had. But it all stems back to Elvis, and I was just watching that doco again last night, The Searcher, with her, with my daughter. And, yeah, it just never gets old, that story. I think it's just it's the greatest, that and the story of the Beatles are the two of the greatest stories ever told. You know,
yeah.
They have it all. It's just amazing lives.
A lot of people cried when ABBA split up. A lot of people cried when Princess Diana passed away. I cried when Elvis died.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Well, it's that thing, isn't it? Everyone remembers where they were. I don't, because I was in nappies, but who was a little bit, without sounding rude, a little bit older, definitely remembers where they were when they heard that news. It was such a significant moment in our culture.
Yeah. Hey, quickly, Chris, have you got a working title for the album yet?
No, I'm waiting for you to come up with that one.
All right, I'll see what I can do for you by Saturday in Cairns, all right?
Yeah. No, I've got a few things kicking around, but I don't want to give away too much yet. Early days.
All right, mate. And once it's out, we'll get you back on the show and have a chat once again. Chris Cheney, look forward to catching up with you on Saturday for the Red Hot Summer Tour. And, mate, all the best for this solo project and, of course, for The Living End, who will roll on, won't they?
We certainly will. We've got plans ahead. We've got new songs and everything ready to go also. So, yeah, hopefully it's going to be a busy year. If they just open up and let us all play shows, we should be all right.
You take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Do you like money? Do you like free money? What about the chance to win 20K? Listen next week to find out everything you need to know to win 3BA's 20K payday. That's right. We're giving you the chance to win $20,000. All thanks to the Ballarat Telstra stores, Tilhino and Service Equipment. Your chance to win big starts Monday on 3BA 102.3.
Need to move some furniture? Give Thrifty Ballarat a call about great savings on weekday truck hire. You can hire a self-drive automatic furniture truck that comes with tailgate lift for only